So with our first cycle then, which is one of the most popular cycles, due to the presence of the bunny, which has been sketched in enormous elegancy over the years, but you guys are not getting this one then. The nitrogen cycle then involves a number of different forms of nitrogen. And so as we go at the start, the major reservoir present is elemental nitrogen, oxidation state of zero. The bunny here then is involved with nitrogen cycling, and we can see that urea on the way down turns into nitrite. The nitrite then is evolved into inorganic nitrogen as nitrate. That then can be cycled back through to ammonium, which the plant then picks up. Over this side, we can see that the nitrite can go back in a reverse route through to nitrogen. So we're now going nitrite to nitrous oxide back to nitrogen. So we've got cycling in both directions. The nitrous oxide then can be released in natural processes, but we can also find that the industrial fixation of nitrogen is pulling nitrogen in this direction. The combustion of hydrocarbons at high temperatures combines nitrogen and oxygen, and so out of that we will get NO, NO2, and also nitrous oxide. The nitrate, which we've got in inorganic form here, is also commonly found in the waterways. It's highly soluble. The different compounds that we've moved through from nitrous oxide to nitrate then span the oxidation range of +1 in the case of nitrous oxide to +5 in the case of nitrate. Sitting in the middle, we've got nitrogen at 0 and the ammonia and the ammonium at -3. The cycle then is, as usual, involving large units. So for the reservoirs then, 10 to the 12 kilograms of nitrogen. So at 3.9 million then, most of it's found in the atmosphere. In the crust, you can see it's 0.00%. So this is not something that we're going to find in the rocks. We've got amounts present in the organic input and in the organic fraction in the soil, and then a major repository in the oceans, but it's still totally dwarfed by what we find in the atmosphere. Now the reason then for finding such a large amount in the atmosphere is that triple bond in elemental nitrogen is so strong that this is a thermodynamic end run. Once you form that triple bond, it's very hard to turn it into anything else that could be potentially fixed into rocks.